after an incredible homecoming victory, it's time for the Cardinal Kickoff. I'm Rowan Elbert, that's Sam Klug. Ball State takes down Akron 42-28 on homecoming. What a win for the Cards.
Indeed it was. It was an emotional win. It was a hectic win as we had that lightning delay for more than 30 minutes, I'd like to assume. I know you were on the air for that, trying to come up with something to talk about. But with a half-empty stadium and people going home because of the rain, the Cardinals slugged it out and were able to get it done.
The big thing for me, Sam, the 41 combined second half points from both teams, 28 on Ball State's end. But just for you, what was your biggest takeaway all in all?
My biggest takeaway from the homecoming win for the Cardinals was just how many big plays the Cardinals were able to pull off. They got 28 points from what I would consider big plays. You obviously have Quay Ashley's 69-yard touchdown run, T.J. Horton returning that kick for a touchdown, and then you also had Kyle running for a 26-yard touchdown and a pass to Kobe Gross for a 29-yard touchdown. Those big plays really fueled the Cardinals throughout the entire game. I mean, without those 28 points, they don't get the job done.
And also, that weather delay, man, that was something else. And just, like, the Cardinals had plenty of time to game plan. Because I was talking about it with Max and a few other people during that break of, like, Ball State, they're probably getting prepared for the next offensive drive. But we didn't even get to that point because T.J. Horton took that kickoff return to the house. Maybe that's what they were scheming. Just as a coach, like, how do you even prepare during that time?
Yeah, I mean, different plays they could run out of the break. And that first play is always super important. You don't know what the defense is drawing up on the other side, and you want to set the tone. And he even mentioned sitting on your butts for like 40 minutes. You're kind of getting cold. You think of a starting pitcher in baseball when they have a good first inning and then his offense goes out and gets 9 runs. He's like, you got to stay warm. You got to stay in the moment. You got to stay warm. And the Cardinals were able to do that.
A big part about this win, though, is Kyle Kelly. What a great performance for him. 10 for 19 passing, 121 passing yards. But then you combine that with the 58 rushing yards, 4 total touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 1 through the air, an interception that really wasn't on him. Just what a great performance from Kyle Kelly.
Yeah, other than that costly interception, he played like an absolute dog. He's really been the driving force of most of the Cardinals' offense this year. And when he throws above 100 yards, other than the UConn game, the Cardinals have won all those games. So when you can really get him in a rhythm and unlock his true dual threat potential, I mean, the lights are bright and he lives up to them.
And for more on this big win for Ball State, it's head coach Mike Yuremovich. Here with head coach Mike Yuremovich. Now, coach, big win for the team, especially on homecoming. What did it mean to you to get that win?
It's always good to win, obviously, and to win at home. And we take a lot of pride about playing well at home, so it's good to get another one of those at home. And homecoming is always nice to have a good crowd and a bunch of people back.
Also, the weather delay. That was huge. That half an hour window, that half an hour break, what did you tell the guys?
I thought our guys handled it really well. You know, it's kind of like a halftime, but then you come back, you get warmed up, and then they had the ball on the 1-yard line, you know. So the biggest play of the game was probably the first play after the break when the defense got the stop and held them to a field goal.
And finally, with NIU, this is a place you formerly coached at. So what does it mean to go back into that environment for the last time?
It's a tough place to play. They've been very successful at home over the years, as everybody knows. And we got a bunch of coaches on our staff that played and coached there, but really that doesn't have anything to do with the game. It's all about the players and treating it like any other Saturday.
All right, thank you, Coach.
No problem, thank you.
Great stuff from Coach Yuremovich. Let's talk about the Ball State run game, though, against Akron. Man, 216 yards on the ground, 5 yards per carry, and it was really unlocked in the second half. What did you take away from such a great performance from the Cardinals on the ground?
Well, Quay Ashley obviously came into this year a new face to the Cardinals and someone who's just gone out there and really shown what value he brings to the team. You had a ton of roster turnover with the firing of the former coach, and you know, we had different backs last year, but that running back room has improved so much. And through the first 3 games, there wasn't much of a run game for Ball State. It wasn't really felt as a presence. I think they were trying to get it done through the air a little bit more, and maybe even a little bit more with Kyle. But now that Quay Ashley has kind of found his form, he's really been able to just light up offenses and make defenses second guess themselves on what the Cardinals are going to do, whether they're going to throw it short or long or really attack that run game. And also, I want to shout out the offensive line. They have been getting it done for the Cardinals. And again, another piece that was maybe a little lackluster last year that has been improved immensely. And, you know, without that line, Ashley isn't getting any of these yards.
And for more on the run game, how about the man who was taking it in himself, Quay Ashley, running back for the Cardinals. We caught up with him earlier this week. Here with running back Quay Ashley. Now, Quay, another great performance for you and your team. How did you guys, especially in the second half, establish the run game?
You know, I feel like we just had a lot of energy and everybody just doing their job. You know, the last week we had a pretty bad taste in our mouth. And I feel like everybody was just excited to get that taste out of our mouth and have fun. So I feel like we just had a lot of energy and everybody just did their job.
The big difference was your 69-yard touchdown run. What was going through your head as you were running to the end zone?
You know, I it was just like emotion, you know, because after the last week it was like everybody was upset. So I felt like after that run, you know, I brought a lot of like joy and happy back to the team. That's basically it. It was just fun. Shout out to everybody, the O-line and Keon for blocking for me.
What did it mean to you to get that homecoming win?
You know, this is my first one, so I mean, it meant a lot. You know, it meant a lot to bring back joy and happy to the city of Muncie after the bad loss we had the previous week.
And finally, what's it going to take down an IU?
The same thing, you know, just attacking practice, attacking the film room, bringing energy. You know, this is my first time playing against them in this rivalry. So I feel like it's going to bring a different mentality to my team this week. Me also, just because of it bringing, like, you know, the team. I just feel like attacking the film and attacking practice and having fun. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Quay.
Appreciate it.
Back in the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink studios with more Cardinal Kickoff. And joining us today, a guy who does so much for Ball State football, graphic designer, photographer, I could go on and on, Sam Finley. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. But what you do fascinates me, Sam. You do so much. Could you just explain your role?
I basically just take photos, make graphics. I do that for our social media and then recruiting and just kind of try and give it like a professional, clean look as much as I can. So it's super fun, super definitely a good use of creative energy that I have. So super fun.
Yeah, you do a lot, obviously. What does a week in your life on a game day look like?
Game day, you get there, game day gets posted, kind of have that ready at the beginning of the week. So that's like the first thing, we make sure game day gets up. And then usually whatever other content that we have planned out for that game before the game gets posted, make sure that all looks good, make sure there's no issues with that. Usually it's all checked before. I have quite a problem with spelling, so everybody checks my spelling like every time. And then after that, we go into the stadium, get there probably around, I think we got there at 12 and it was a 3 o'clock kick. Actually, we got there at 11. Get there pretty early, get some pictures of Cardinal walk, post those. I edit most of those. And then our other photographer, Cam Pippen, she edits about half the photos. So we both send our photos to Josh Burnett. He's our kind of like head on game day. And we send him all our content, get that up, get some pregame Cardinal walk photos, do all that. And then I manage our halftime and quarterly score graphics. So we just try and get those posted as quickly after the end of the quarter. So that's, I'm taking a photo from the game, editing the score, all that fun stuff. But it's all pre-built out. We also have a captain's graphic, so get all that stuff. Basically just posting every time we score a touchdown, every time we do something notable on the field. And then the fun part is like Akron when we won, you go get some photos of reactions after the game, get a win graphic up that you have edited at halftime, or I had edited during the rain delay this last game, and then get that up and then hopefully have that. I literally will post it with like, as soon as the clock goes off, I post it in the box. So it's super fun getting to kind of post the win graphic, and then you get on the field and all the guys are just super excited. And then we go back to the locker room. They coach gives a speech, the guys are usually dancing around, kind of going crazy in the locker room, which is super fun. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts. And then after that, we're just posting photos from the rest of the game. So it's a lot, but it's super fun.
Yeah, like I'm glad you brought up the weather delay. I mean, we talked to Coach U about how he prepared through it all. What were you doing during the delay?
Well, I got some canes. They had canes at the facility, so I ate a little bit of canes while I edited photos. I literally was just, I click, and I do one star if I like the photo, zero stars if I don't. So I was just flagging my photos of what I liked, what I didn't, trying to get, that takes me probably 6 hours every week. So trying to get as ahead of that as I could of like, I knew like, okay, after we get done here, I'm going to have to go edit these photos for the next couple of days. So I was just editing photos primarily. What were you doing up in, you were in the booth, right?
Yeah, we had our whole weather delay coverage. Really fun time. Really fun time.
It was an hour, right?
About, it felt like an hour. Yeah. And it probably was an hour, yeah.
Yes. No, it was some good content, I'm sure, came out of that.
Oh, for sure, as always. But I do want to ask you about just, like, you're with the team so much, and you probably get to know some of these guys on a personal level. What's that dynamic like?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't say I know them on a personal level, really. Like, I know maybe I get to see them maybe a little bit more than the general public just because you're in the building every day or as much as I am, which isn't every day during the season. But a couple years ago, when I was here for training camp, I mean, you're around these guys day in and day out. So you definitely get to see a little bit more of how they are. I think for me, it's just been fun to kind of see the guys, like I said, after a win. Like, that's like just where it all kind of comes to like fruition, all your work, all your effort. And that's where you really see the most personality of like, oh, these guys really just love Ball State and they love winning. So that's super fun.
To you, what are the biggest perks of the job?
The free gear, of course. shout out. I'd probably say biggest perks of the job. I think it's a super good resume builder for me personally. I think it's definitely a chance to be a part of a team and do something bigger than yourself, which I think for me is like a really cool thing that I've always enjoyed doing since high school. I worked for our basketball and baseball teams in high school. So kind of getting to continue that and be a part of a team, I think is super fun. And then, yeah, just kind of getting to build the resume and being around football is super fun. It's a fun environment just because it's a sport. It's not like, it's nothing serious. It's just football.
And you're a junior, and how long have you been working with the team now?
I started my freshman year, second semester, I started doing like graphics and stuff, so yeah.
Well, as a freshman, you were able to get your foot in the door so quickly. How were you able to do that?
It was like not me at all. It was Claire Whitty and Cam Cliff. They had worked for football, and we had talked about it, and I just kept on being like, yeah, I'd love to work for football. And I had proven, I think, a little bit of what I could do with some of my graphics skill set before, just doing some stuff in SportsLink, huge shout out. So I had kind of developed those skills up, and then I had just networked, and it kind of was the perfect fit of like, they were looking for somebody to take on that graphics load full, like part-time as a student worker. And I was looking for a job, and I had approached them previously. So it just kind of was the perfect match. So.
And finally, Sam, with the rest of the season coming up, what excites you the most about the rest of the year for Ball State football?
Yeah, I think just watching us compete every week is going to be super fun. I think it's a bunch of competitive guys. I think we've got a chance of being pretty good this year. We've shown that we can win some tight MAC games, which I think is super fun. So I think just watching us compete and hopefully getting some more wins, getting some more fight songs in the locker room after a dub. So
I agree with that statement. And Sam, I appreciate you for coming on. Yeah, appreciate your time. We'll be right back with more Cardinal Kickoff. But before that, we chatted with Darren Conley earlier this week. Here with Darren Conley. Now, Darren, great performance, a tackle for loss and a sack. What went into that great performance?
It was really just intense practice. We said it a lot, and we attacked the film. We knew what was going on. We knew how we needed to practice, and that carried over into the game.
The pass rush as a whole looked really good. What went into that?
I felt like Coach Sawicki got us prepared. We knew a lot of what they were going to run. Coach Sawicki definitely spends countless hours in the film room, and Coach Urbanski as well, the RGA. They get us very prepared for what we're going to see, what their tendencies are, And we really just got to look at what they give us and then just go attack it.
Now, knowing this next week, what it means, just with the standings and really everything else, what would it mean to you to win the final Bronze Stalk game?
Man, it's going to mean a lot. I want to keep this trophy here in Muncie for as long as possible. So I know that's going to give us a lot of the motivation that we need to go attack practice and to go finally get a win on the road.
Thank you, Darren.
Yep, thank you.
Back in the BetCM Ross SportsLink studios with more Cardinal kickoff, let's talk about NIU. This is a Huskies team in their final year in the MAC, 1-6 overall, 0-3 in MAC play, coming off a 48-21 loss to Ohio, a very good MAC squad. But it's been a down year for the Huskies. Cardinals going into NIU, 3:30 on Saturday. Such a big game with the stakes at hand. Just what will it take to stop NIU?
Well, like you said, it's going to be a big stakes game because obviously it's the last foreseen battle for the Bronze Stalk as NIU leaves for the Mountain West Conference after this year. What is it going to take? Well, I think it's going to take just overall playing better on the road. That's something the Cardinals haven't done at all. All three of their wins have come at home in Schumann Stadium, and all four losses have come on the road. Playing in away environments, especially in the MAC, can kind of be hit or miss. You saw it at Western Michigan for their homecoming, probably one of the better environments you'll find in the MAC. And NIU, like you said, not having the good year, so maybe taking that to their advantage and rallying for the final game and maybe get a win in the final battle for the Bronze Stalk.
Yeah, that's the big takeaway. You mentioned it, the final battle for the Bronze Stalk. It's so big for Ball State, not just because, you know, it's a game on the road against NIU, big for MAC play, but also because bragging rights. That's the big thing.
Yep, and last year, we all know what happened. Jackson Corville hitting that long field goal at the buzzer to make the comeback in against an NIU team that had beaten Notre Dame that year. So that's obviously kind of been living through Cardinal fans right now, knowing that we have bragging rights right now with that huge win last year. But, you know, you don't want to see one of your conference foes leave with the trophy you guys always battled for. So I'm sure that is top of the bullet points for Coach U this week.
For sure. Like Darren Conley said it earlier, that you want to keep the Bronze Stalk right here in Muncie for as long as possible. Best way to do it, win the final battle, for now at least.
For now, indeed. I hope they play sometime down the future. And if last year was evidence, I mean, they're always good battles. They're slugfest. They're, you know, battles up front in the trenches between the offensive and defensive line. And two teams that can respect each other, but also, you know, we don't like each other. We're rivals.
Yeah, for sure. There's always a mutual respect because no matter how good or bad each team is record-wise, it's always going to be a battle.
That's right. Indeed, especially in the MAC.
Oh, indeed. Always in the MAC. And that's it for us. The Ball State Cardinals this Saturday taking on the Northern Illinois Huskies at 3:30 at NIU. I'm Rowan Elbert. That's Sam Klug. And we'll see you next week.
The Cardinal Kickoff is a Ball State SportsLink production.